The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first of all, we're going to talk today about the European Central Bank. It's expected to cut interest rates by 25 basis points when it meets tomorrow. And what we want to know, how will that affect our pockets? Will it reduce mortgage rates and will it do it quickly? I'm joined by economist Jim Power. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the 25 basis points, a quarter of 1%, it sounds like a trivial amount, but it does impact quite significantly on what people pay in terms of monthly interest.
Yes, it does, Pat, because between July 2022 and September 2023, we saw the European Central Bank increase rates by 4.5%. And today, the average mortgage cost in Ireland is about 77% higher than it was at the beginning of 2021. So it's had a dramatic impact on people with mortgages, and particularly those with tracker mortgages and to a slightly lesser extent, variable rate mortgages. Yeah. So it was an incredible shock to people's pockets. And, you know, it's one of the key drivers of the so-called cost of living crisis. Thankfully, we last September, the European Central Bank stopped tightening. It believed it had enough done and was then prepared to stand back to wait to see how the interest rate increases impacted on its inflation target. Inflation has come down. It's now at 2.6%, still above the 2% target. But the European Central Bank obviously believes at this stage that the cumulative tightening seen to date will take inflation down to 2% over the coming months.
So now Christine Lagarde, she says everything they do is data-based. They don't look at the Fed in the United States. They do their own thing. So they have to be careful. It's not an exact science because you're looking at real economies where real people work and where real products are made and so on, where exports happen and imports happen. But she's trying not to overshoot. In other words, if they stay too long at a high rate, then they may overshoot and get below 2%, which they don't want to do.
Yeah, it's a very difficult balancing act at this juncture because the economic data in the euro area is undoubtedly getting slightly better. The area emerged from technical recession in the first quarter. Various indices of economic activity are gradually improving, but I wouldn't get carried away about it. The eurozone economy is still fundamentally weak. It does need lower interest rates, and that is the basis for the cut that we're most likely to see tomorrow. And indeed, the European Central Bank has rarely flagged a rate cut more vividly than it has this time round. But I suppose we're likely to get a 0.25% tomorrow. And the big question, and of course, that will feed into people's mortgages. We can talk about that in a second. But the big question then, of course, will be when will further rate cuts come? And the messaging around the cut tomorrow will be interesting to see. I suspect she will be dampening expectations that this is the beginning of a sort of a month-by-month cut in interest rates. I think they'll deliver a little bit. They will then sit back and wait to see how that impacts. As you say, they will watch the data to make sure that they're still moving towards the 2% target and that the economy is as stable as possible. And I mean, central banks have proven me wrong many times in the past, but I wouldn't expect a cut in July. But then in September, I think the chances are we could see another one. So I think it's going to be a very gradual process. Yeah. And I hate making predictions out over the next 12, 18 months. But I think there's a fair possibility on what we see in the eurozone economy at the moment. And indeed, what's happening outside of Europe, that rates could fall between now and 18 months by 1.5 to 2%. We're not going back to the zero interest rates that prevailed during the global financial crisis.
Nobody should be in big trouble over the high rates that we've had, because we introduced what was called stress testing here. In other words, should interest rates go up, and we didn't anticipate necessarily the invasion of Ukraine by Putin, but that's really what gave rise to the current escalation in rates. But at the time, after all the difficulties we had in the recession, where people borrowed too much and then found themselves in deep trouble, every loan was supposed to be stress tested by the banks. So people should not be facing the loss of their homes in the way that they did.
No, I mean, the central bank's mortgage regulations that were introduced, I think, back in 2015, they have been heavily criticized by some people. I actually think they were a good idea in the main. Obviously, with every policy, there are little bits that you can pick out and say, well, maybe that should have been a little bit different. But in general, I think controlling the ability of banks to lend money is incredibly important, and rigid stress testing is incredibly important. And it's also really important that people do not overborrow, regardless of what level of income they have, because when things go wrong, as they do, then we had serious problems the last time. We haven't seen anything like the same problems this time. You know, the level of mortgage default is significantly lower than you might have expected, given the sort of increase we've seen in rates.
And we can put that down to the stress testing. Now, Taoiseach Harris has been saying he's going to press the banks to pass on any drop in the ECB rate quickly. Can he do anything other than talk to them? I mean, he's not.
He can't do anything other than talk to him. But if you look over the last couple of years, bank profitability, AIB, Bank of Ireland, Permanent TSB, the profitability has increased significantly. And most of that growth in profitability, or a large part, was on the back of what we call net interest income. That's the difference basically between what banks charge on money they lend and what they pay for deposits they take in. And what has happened basically is that that gap has widened, and the banks have made a lot of money on rising interest rates.
I mean, they've got very cheap money from savers paying effectively nothing for the privilege of minding their money. And then they flog it to people who need a loan at an extortionate rate, really, compared to what they are paying to savers.
Yes, indeed. And the lack of competition in the banking sector is obviously a key driver of that. I have to say, I would obviously, for tracker mortgages, the banks will have to pass on the full 25 basis point cut we're likely to see tomorrow. But I would say there will be immense sort of public pressure, and indeed political pressure, on the banks to pass on this full 0.25% to the borrower. So that's what I would expect to see, because I think any other reaction from the banks would be pretty reprehensible, to be honest. Mind you, banks probably don't care too much about their reputation anyway, but I still think there will be massive public pressure to pass on these cuts in full. And I certainly think the banks should, and I hope they do, to be honest.
All right, Jim Power, economist, thank you very much for joining us. Perhaps some good news for people with mortgages in the coming days.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.